Okay. We'll call the work session order. First order of business is the fence permit fee.
Yeah, so I put this on here, so now that the fence law has been established and passed, we have to set a permit fee. So I did some research based upon other towns, talked with Tim. He has to go out there twice. He's got to go look at the holes, make sure that they're dug 48 inches, and also make sure that the work has been done. So I came up with an assessment of, for a fence at $75, regardless of the value of the fence. Some other municipalities do it a little bit cheaper. If you have a little, they do it based upon the cost of the fence, the size of the fence, you know. To me, that's nickel and diamond. I think a flat fee of $75 is a good fee to recoup Tim's cost to go out there.
I think the village is $75 plus X amount per foot.
Yeah.
So there's an addition on top of this.
Right.
That was the only question I had, is where you got the 75, because I would like us to charge no more than it costs us to be an inspector of a fence and the paperwork that you have to do to pay for the, so if that equals $75, I'm good with that. If it's closer to 50, I would be happier with 50, because I don't like to nickel and dime the community.
Right, absolutely.
So
the $75, you tell me again how you calculated that was Tim's time?
Tim's time, mileage, time, and to go out there twice.
And the paperwork probably too.
The paperwork.
So why does he have to go out there twice?
He's got to make sure that the holes are dug to building specs, 48 inches below grade. Then he's got to go out there and make sure that the work is done properly.
At the end.
Complete.
Yeah, to close the permit.
That's my only question, is the fee too high? Is it on target? So if it's,
like I said, it's less than the
yeah, village. I understand.
Yeah.
You know, the village is more than that. There's a 75 plus the so much a foot. I mean, if you got a couple hundred feet, that's a lot of fence.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd rather have a flat fee
than a rolling scale or based upon, if my fence cost, you know, $1,000, I got to pay X. Mine cost $10,000, I got to pay more, right? So.
Yep. No, I'm all right. As long as, like Bob says, as long as we're not overcharging for Tim's time, I'm good.
And just as a reminder, this does not include the fences that go around the swimming pool, because those fences are already
within the 6 feet, right?
No, they're involved, and they're in the swimming pool permit that you have to get, which requires a fence. So I'm assuming that we're not going to charge another $75.
No, right. For those. Absolutely, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
And this is a fee that's set every year as well, too, right? Mm-hmm. So.
Well, it can be adjusted.
Yep, can be adjusted. Up or down.
I'm good.
All right, good.
So next meeting, just throw it on the agenda.
It's on the agenda already.
It's got it already.
Is it on there?
Yeah.
Oh.
A.
I missed it.
Because people are starting fences are coming around now.
Never mind.
Weather's breaking, so. All right, I'm done.
All right, the next one is the athletic field expansion plan and cost estimate.
Passed you guys all out a drawing, kind of lays out how we're going to create and green the site, the size of the fields. Basically, we end up with two fields. One field is 50 yards by 100 yards, which matches the size of the fence field, existing soccer field. The other field is 50 by 90 yards, but Bice has indicated that they break up the fence field into four different fields, and three or four different fields for the little kids. So this will, that area will probably be used more for the little kid fields. And that would be on the north end there.
And at 90 yards, they can still play that as a quote-unquote full-size soccer field.
Yeah, regulation soccer field. This adds a gravel parking lot for 66 cars. After that settles for a year, we would probably come back and ask to stone and oil it like we do the Spencer Field parking lot. And the parking is a big need. If we are eliminating the additional curb cut out onto Smoky Hollow where the house driveway was, simply because of the proximity of the other driveway. I think there's, it's too close. There'd be a potential for accidents with an event exiting that close from both locations. So you will have to travel out the existing curb cut on Spence Field for that, those 66 cars. Bottom line is, all the work shown here, I do still have a 10% contingency on this, just because we got a weather unknown.
Hard time seeing where we're at. This is Mickey Hollow Road. This is Spence Field. This is the driveway going into our park.
Okay.
This is the house that's being torn down.
Okay.
That's where the parking should be right now.
Yeah. And they started moving the dirt from the last meeting too. I saw some.
Oh yeah, they're getting fairly close to having the lot, the site rough graded.
That's why I'm pulling it this way.
Yeah. Right now we're targeting the importing sand on May 2nd. Start the sand import, and that should last about 5 days.
Did we pay any of the money for the Willett Parkway culvert? Last year we didn't, right? That's all this year. And that's what, going to be around 460?
424, the contract is, I think, 430.
Four, okay.
But that's grant money.
No. But here's the problem. When I went in and we were talking about ARPA funds today, and this is one of the things that when we were looking at this, I had forgotten about. There's a cap of $750,000 on federal funds, even if it isn't ARPA money. So if it goes over 750 in 1 year of federal funds, there's an additional cost, because you have to do, there's an audit that we have to do, and it's a substantial audit. So with that, how much did you say it was? 420? I thought it was 460. It's for what?
430, but that was all state money. That's Bridge New York grant.
That's, yeah,
no,
but
federal money's in that.
We're sure about that.
100% positive. There's no federal money.
Okay, that's what I was worried about.
It's Bridge New York grant. There's no federal money.
All right. We'll just.
I'm 100% positive. There's no federal money.
Okay, then that's not an issue. Okay, then that's
no federal money.
That's the only thing I was worried about, because we would have been at about 700 already.
Yep.
With that, but if that's out, then we're okay.
Yeah, there's no federal money. All right. It's all state money.
All right.
That's why the.
Yeah, because that we were talking today, and I had forgotten about that one aspect of ARPA. If you spend over 750 in a year, so any of the projects that we're going to be working on, like this year, we'll spend, you know, I mean, we can go up to 750, and then next year 750, and then the following year we can do the rest. So we don't have to spend the 750, but we don't want to go over that cap, because there's additional costs that are associated with it. And why spend that money if we don't have to? Because we can, with the projects we're talking about, we can spread them out. Yeah. Okay.
And this is all ARPA. You're hoping for this all to be ARPA money.
We have a $100,000 grant from the county.
Yeah.
So that's why you'll see the resolution is to spend $266,000 of ARPA money, because the county $100,000 grant makes up the rest.
So, Al, except for the final, whatever you have to do to the parking lot, we're putting just the base there. Is there anything else that's going to be a future cost that we have to think about?
How do we do? Do they provide their own goals? How do we do that, Kevin? Or do we provide them? I don't know that part.
For the immediate future, I'm providing these fields.
But they're providing their own goals.
And BISA or BYL, whatever they want to use the fields for, they'll provide goals.
Okay. That's the only other. This has got fence on three sides of it. This has got enough subbase to relocate the trail. And like I said, the only unknown right now is it being spring. It's hard moving dirt, and you're not as efficient moving dirt when it's raining. I don't feel comfortable taking that contingency off just because of that. If we get a period of wet weather, especially with the constraints that we're under. We still want them to keep working, but they're not going to be as productive as it would be if it was dry, clear, some of these guys, you know?
And when I was at the town supervisors meeting, we were talking, you know, county executive was there, and the contracts are supposed to go out for that money. We should be getting it pretty soon. Another 100.
100K.
Oh, okay, great, great.
Yeah, I did ask him about that.
Great.
And wasn't there 50 in SAM grant money?
They
no, had, that was, we're going to reallocate that yeah. towards the playground project.
Right. That that had to be readjusted for a number of reasons.
I'm sure it makes total sense to put the parking lot where you've got it. Just devil's advocate, that means that parking lot would only be used by the people using those fields, and while the fields are being used, that's they're going to park there. The devil's advocate question I have is, would those parking spaces be useful to us at other times when there's no games being played, meaning is there any reason not to put the parking lot up here, closer to the existing parking lot, so you'd actually have overflow parking?
He's talking about where the trees were. I mean, that's where we had talked about putting additional parking later on anyway.
So I think the bottom line is the existing Spence Field parking lot isn't big enough as it is when they use Spence Field.
Right.
And there's no reason you can't walk from this parking lot to an event that's going on in the park, or vice versa. Walk from the park back down to these fields.
Because they park out on the road now. Anyway.
Yeah, well, that's I think what this will do is keep people from parking on Smoky Hollow Road.
These people would park even for
Dan Hankel. I go over there on Saturdays, and especially the Saturdays when Bice is in full swing, and they're on Ankle
and Pop Warner, they park here anyways, regardless.
They do. So. Pop Warner uses that, utilizes the Spence Field parking lot, yeah. Walks through the park as well.
Oh, I know that. I'm just asking the other side when right. There's no games being played and you're doing fireworks or something, or it's just a busy day at the park, to have the public park here to use the spray park or something seems unreasonable. And maybe there's a good reason not to put the parking lot up here. I guess I don't know what it is.
I think we would be looking to do another future parking lot expansion in that area,
right,
Bob. The reason to do this now is so that I'm not paying to reestablish turf and then building a parking lot after the fact.
Okay. So your turf field is not going into where these trees are, then, is what you're saying?
Those trees are gone.
Right, but your field.
Yes, it is.
There's a black line.
Can you see the black line?
Yeah.
That is going there.
There's one field, there's one field.
Okay. So where would you put
right here?
Parking would be either here or up here.
Okay.
Later.
All right. I asked the question. So if you guys are comfortable, then I'm comfortable.
Well, and you don't want to push those fields up against the road. You don't want the field against the road. You'd rather have the parking against the road, because you don't want, you know, kids and balls bouncing off. You know, bouncing.
How many parking spots do you think you'd get?
That's the size for 66.
Where are people going to watch?
All around the field. We're going to put a 4-foot vinyl coated chain link fence on the three sides, the north side, the south side, and the the west side, the east side, and the south side will have a 4-foot vinyl coated chain link fence around it, so they can sit up against that fence and watch the game.
Okay. Now, the swale area between the two fields.
Yes.
Is that, like, is it going to get muddy? How's your drainage coming?
Well, that's why we're putting we're putting all the drainage in there, is to try to get that area dried out. Right now, it's very soggy, so we will grade that so that it actually runs off into those catch basins and it should be a much more usable space. Right now, if you go out there, it's pretty easy.
Well, part of Al's plan is there's drainage that'll be underneath where that swale is, but to slightly redefine that swale as well, especially at the culvert end. Where
does it drain back over to the ditch on the other side of the entrance?
No, this drains straight across Smoky Hollow Road.
Oh, to the
to
the radio station.
Yep.
Down between
there. Yep. This will be a vast improvement over what's there now. Right now, you got a virtually flat swale, has little to no elevation change. And there's no inlets, and it flows for like almost 400 feet, 450 feet.
Right.
And it's flat. So
I just, I know you'll get a lot of people that want to sit there and watch both sides and.
Yep, it should dry this out, that area out nicely.
So it'll dry the park out nicely. What will it do to those homes across across Smoky Hollow Road?
From a
drainage issue.
From a drainage standpoint, the capacity of that pipe is still the same. We're not getting the water, actually, from a turf standpoint, the hydrology, the CN number is what it is, actually goes down with an athletic field turf compared to what it is with the forested area, which doesn't have good ground cover from a runoff standpoint. Okay. So your time of concentration actually goes down.
Okay.
So there should be no effect on it.
All right. Thank you.
Actually, we'll help those homes because we're getting the county to clean out the other end of it.
Good.
Does that flow to Tannery Creek? So does that go under the railroad tracks?
It goes to that, there's like that kind of swampy area that, between the railroad tracks and the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's, as you go back south towards the village, there's a culvert underneath the railroad tracks that goes to the
okay. Do we need the village? Okay on this, seeing this is in the village?
No, that parcel is not inside the village boundary.
Oh.
Because we didn't own it when we did the annexation of the park into the village. I mean, I guess if you wanted to say we need a fence permit for the west, what would be the west end, because that edge would be off of the Nozovich boundary. We could, I'll get a fence permit from Cracker Field.
Well, I mean,
$75 plus per foot.
Apparently. Maybe they'll waive it.
No guarantees from the dealers right now. Right. I can't even give them park utilities. That's a whole other matter, though. I can let them know if you'd like.
Well, I mean, we included the rest of the town park. We annexed it into the village. Now this is, you know, it's one of those things that probably just got forgotten.
We didn't own this parcel at the time.
No, I know.
I mean, if I had my brothers, I would take the park back out of the village because.
Right. Well, there was a plan.
To me. I never quite grasped that.
I just good neighbors. I it would be silly to not consolidate it into. Of the park at this point.
Or take the park out of the village.
Yeah. Either way.
Yeah. Either all or nothing. But yeah.
Have we spent the money for the Nozovich? Because didn't we get state money?
We got a $50,000 grant for the Nozovich property purchase. However, after the fact, and we asked this question, Bob was on a call with me a couple times when I asked this of Dazzy. They said, no, you don't need an appraisal, don't need an appraisal. We got down to the end when they were ready to issue the grant dispersal agreement. They said, oh, we need an appraisal. And
by then it was already down.
They said, the house got torn down a week ago. You want an appraisal on the vacant land? Because I don't think the appraisal on the vacant land is going to hit 50 grand. So that's why we're repurposing that $50,000 towards the playground expansion.
Okay.
And we needed the money there anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't like we can't use the money there.
Yeah. they're willing to repurpose it, but yes, that was what the original application was approved for.
Okay. And did we spend the 50 on the demolition?
We used fee in lieu of parkland money for the demolition.
Okay.
What money did we use?
Fee in lieu of parkland. And those invoices have all been paid.
Okay. So we're looking to use minus the 100 grand from the county.
266 is our money.
Plus the 100,000 from the county.
Right.
I mean, does this work for lacrosse being a 90 yard field?
Yes. Even the little kids, I was going to say, even the little kids for lacrosse play on a shorter field. So
okay. I didn't, I
have been over there.
both fields, because the one is 50 by 90, or it can be divided into 50 by 45. When most of what BYL, most of their practices is smaller sized anyway. Game-wise, we had a 50 by 100, or we can always flip and use the field.
Yeah, the way the crown of the field is run, so the crown of the field would be like down the 50-yard line, let's say. So you could flip the other way, and you have enough room to do a regulation football field. So if you oriented the field east-west, you could get a full-length football field with the end zones in.
That means we made sure that the Pop Warner set, we can use portable
goalposts.
Right. Whatever they consider as portable goalposts.
Looked them up. It looks like they're like an H. So they're an H goalpost, yeah. And then they got anchors on the back that you put ballast on.
Okay.
So this was kind of new information. So the $50K that we were going to get from the state to demolish the building, I understand.
No, it's actually a reimbursement for the purchase is what it was supposed to be.
Okay. So they're not going to give us it for that. So what are we going to use the $50K for?
We're going to put it towards the playground expansion project.
The playground expansion, okay. Which is that on our docket somewhere?
Yeah, we got another $200,000 state grant for that. We'll have $250,000 towards the playground expansion, and playground equipment, like everything else, has skyrocketed in price, unfortunately.
There was the fitness area, as well as the kids' playground and the additional playground.
Like a Ninja Warrior obstacle or something. I will say, this has been, I hadn't spent a ton of time doing recent estimates, and between this project and the South Ivy Trail Culver Slip Line project, I'm astounded at what material costs have gone up by. Absolutely astounded. It is disturbing. Disturbing. The cost. Pipes up over 100%. Even hydro seed is up like 66%. It is absurd. Absolutely absurd. What is happening?
Yeah. Anything else on that? Okay. We'll move on to the Belgium Road cell tower special use permit.
So this is the same project that came to us in December. We referred it to county planning. Actually, had gone as far as public doing a public hearing. Then they got us a survey of the site, and they did not meet the setback for height restrictions in the code. So now they've come back with the rest of the documentation that they also needed to provide with their application and a zoning variance request. Normally, for everything else, special use permits in the town are handled by the ZBA anyway, but in this instance, we're going to refer the zoning variance request to the ZBA, and the town, by local law, will still be the issuing of the special use permit for the tower extension if the ZBA grants the variance. If the ZBA doesn't grant the variance, I think they need to go back to the drawing board and either put the antennas at a lower elevation or find an alternative place to mount them.
So, in your opinion, let's say this tower falls.
I don't think they're going to get the variance.
Okay, well, that's why I'm asking. So
I don't think they're going to get the variance because essentially, if the ZBA granted that variance, they would be giving them authorization to go onto the neighboring property to clear up the mess if it ever fell. And I don't think that would be something the zoning board would consider.
So then why would we send it to them? Like if it's not...
Because I think that's... But Tony, what do you think? I think that would be what the procedure would be. warrants.
Yeah, I mean, we could talk to them and say, we don't think you're going to get this if you want to withdraw your application. You know, we can save everybody a lot of time. But, you know, they are entitled to a variance if they choose to seek one. So, I mean, you can't shut them off.
I've told them that. I said I don't think this would be something that the ZBA will approve. We just don't want to move forward, so.
Let them go through the process.
But it's not always this process. It's putting it in front of us first and then putting it in front of the ZBA.
Well, I mean, I don't know why we're sending special use permits to the town board, period.
That's,
I never grasped that whole concept because it's really a planning board and zoning function, and we're...
That's my concern.
We've added a layer that of administration that's not really familiar with the planning and zoning processes.
So when did that happen, Al?
You guys... You and Joe, when you had Municipal Solutions come in for the local law, they had it initially as a ZBA, and you guys said you wanted it as a town board function.
You wanted the board to sign off on it.
Yeah.
Because if they were going to make any kind of special request, the town board would be, the elected officials would be responsible. I might be paraphrasing, but
that's
that was the
essentially
gist.
What it came down to, yeah. And that was a request by... You and Joe, as I recall.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Yeah.
You have that in record? Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Tell me it wasn't me.
Certainly you wasn't along with it.
Well, yeah. Voting, but I don't.
How do we reverse this, Al?
Right now, this is...
We changed the local law.
This is baffling me that we would make a decision to send it to them and that when it's really their decision in the first place.
Well, every other special use permit is handled by the ZBA and the town of Lysander.
Well, I'm not opposed to changing the law, and I apologize, but I just don't recall this, but...
So what's, again, and I'm sorry for, you know, beating a dead horse, why is this different than any other one? If every other one goes to the ZBA, why does this one come to us? Is it in the law that we wrote for
yeah,
the cell towers?
It's in your cell tower law.
Okay.
Yeah, it's in your cell tower law.
Okay.
The town board wrote and adopted and actually changed what was recommended to put it back to the town board.
I wish I knew what...
It makes more sense from the overall picture that the zoning board and the planning board take care of all those issues because they're more qualified.
That's their expertise.
And then take it back to the town board and say, okay, you have to do a special permit. In all honesty, we're not qualified to determine all the issues that the planning board and zoning board does. But for whatever reason, we changed it and we said no.
Right, well, I agree with you 100%. That's why I'm, you know.
Well, if we're...
So, I don't want to send a mixed signal to the zoning board by saying, yeah, take a look at this. You know, I would rather, apparently we have to, so I guess we send it to them. But what would happen then if we said, no, we're not sending it to them? Does
well,
it just...
Yeah.
Then we're making the decision.
That's what I wanted to ask. So we send it to the zoning board. Let's say they say yes. We could still say no.
Sure could.
Right.
Okay.
So it's almost right. Like right of last refusal. So
okay.
There is that catch.
Okay. Then. All right.
Or we don't have to send it to them either.
Right.
But again, we're not the engineers. We're not the people to make that decision.
Well, Pete asked, we were talking about this before the meeting. Are the cell towers set up to break away at certain heights? Okay.
See, I thought that they had to break and land within their own, but I think that's why this is...
They have enough room to...
Correct.
To land, and that's the problem.
Zone, so it's
right.
The height of the tower plus 10% is what our code reads.
Yeah.
Right. So in this instance, they need 132 foot setback, and they have 95.2 feet.
Okay. All right.
Well,
okay.
What if we did whatever we have to do, which is send
yes.
it to the ZBA tonight, but why don't we at the next meeting propose a change in the local law?
There's some, Tony and I work on that a bit because there's some other things that should be changed in that local law.
Okay.
Well.
That would be great.
Perfect. I'm good
it's
with that.
Very ornery.
Well, and that all came down from that consultant, right?
It is, it's a very onerous.
Yeah, we've been talking about that.
It is.
All right.
Very, very difficult to navigate that.
Yeah, I mean, this has been a couple of years now, right?
Yeah.
The loss, so you've seen the roadblocks or?
Yeah,
Well, that's true.
I'm seeing things that are making me say, geez, why are we making this so difficult? This is not a.
To give you a quick example on the last one where they had to fly the balloon. One according to the law, if it didn't work that day, you had to do another day. It was just crazy. I mean, unfortunately, we accepted their proposal as it was written.
Well, we hadn't gone through, like Kevin was just saying, we hadn't gone through it, so we didn't have experience to know.
Yeah, and that delayed. It took a month, right? By the time they could fly the balloon.
By the time they got the balloon up there, right. And it was, rescheduled 4 times, as I recall.
And then you didn't.
Had to keep trying to put it in the paper. Yeah. And then finally, we just put it on the website and said, we got in a day that it looks like we can fly the balloon, we're going to fly the balloon. Right. Because we didn't meet the publishing requirements of the paper.
Okay.
And they had to keep the balloon up for a couple hours anyway.
Yeah, they only got it up for 4 hours.
Right. Okay.
It's
right. I get it.
Yeah, that wording, we can change all that and make it easier.
Yep.
Still do it.
Yeah, still right. Do it. I mean, it's important to do it, but the way it's done doesn't need to be as difficult as it is.
Yeah.
Well, and without any experience.
Yeah.
But now we had these two experiences, we know.
Well, that's why you can revise them.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm good.
So for all intents and purposes, I know you guys are going to work on it. What we're saying is the town board really will have nothing to do with cell towers then.
If we take this,
in the future.
Special permit authority away from
the town board and put it back with ZBA. And I would say that this section of code, rather than being a standalone section of code, gets lumped into the zoning code.
So we wouldn't have to have a public hearing if someone wants to. That would be all zoning.
The zoning board appeals to still have to.
Yeah,
we wouldn't have to.
Right, yep.
Okay. Next.
Good.
Good?
Okay.
South Ivy Trail Color.
So you'll see, I gave you a cost estimate for this as well. This is preliminary still. We haven't gotten all the final invoices for stone and concrete. The concrete number is actually solid because I got a verbal on that from Vitaly Robinson today. It looks like our total cost is going to come in at $89,400, plus or minus a couple hundred bucks, depending on how the final invoice is.
So, the drainage district was going to pay up to 20. Well, was going to pay 25%. Are they going to still of this? Since the number has changed, are they still good?
No, they do not have enough funds to pay 25%. We would have to loan them money until the next tax cycle.
Okay, and so what's our plan for that? Or has it been?
That's why we're.
Okay, all right.
That's why I brought it to you.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
That's why I brought it to you. It was a very difficult project. That Monday, the Monday before, they were trying to get the hole dried out, and the river came up overnight, almost 20 inches. They just struggled. And that was the day that we anticipated that the metal pipe that's on the west side actually ended up collapsing. That some of that flow, water pressure, and heavy equipment moving on top of that old steel pipe, and without anything bedding that plastic pipe that was inside it, the plastic pipe crushed when the metal pipe crushed. So we ended up ruining about 60 feet of pipe that day. And had to open cut it to get it back out.
So what's the balance in the drainage district,
Still haven't gotten that final number from John.
Okay. All right, so, but the project's done. It had to be done. And it is done, so that's good.
Yep.
It's done.
In our lifetimes, it's never going to have any problems again. Plastic pipe should be well over 100 years life expectancy. The water is flowing really good. I can say when I was there yesterday when they were doing the restoration work, I was, in the amount of time that I've spent there over the years in Seneca Estates, I've never seen water flowing that good through that column.
So the residents are probably happy about that.
I would assume they're very happy.
All right, so. So we need to find a way to pay for $89,400 worth of.
What had we budgeted initially, 45?
No, I think it was 55. I don't have that number with me, but.
And then of that 45, they were gonna pay 25% of that 45?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Which would be 11,000.
To me, was
250.
I don't know. I honestly don't know. If this is qualified for ARPA funding.
It does.
It does, okay. If it does, then.
You can pretty much use it. You can pretty, well, I say it does, I'm 99% sure. ARPA funding now, as long as it's under $10 million, you can pretty much use it for any town project. Yeah.
I mean, if that's the case, if the board so chooses, that certainly was a need. It certainly was a project that had to be done. I know this is going to put Ken short in his budget if he doesn't get reimbursed for the road work that we have scheduled. So, and you know, I'm sure the drainage district would be very happy not to be at a negative balance and have a fairly significant, you know, would be their drainage district fee next year would end up being, you know, $200, $250. So, give them a little bit of a fund balance and pay off the loan from the general fund.
Well,
I'm sure the residents would be happy. I'm sure Ken, well, Ken needs either money from the fund balance or our funding to reimburse for it.
So that 25% that they were going to pay of that would have wiped them out completely, that $11,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate to do that.
Oh, and this is, I mean, Al, what did you think the original life expectancy of that pipe was?
40 years, and it's been in the ground for 50 plus, so, I mean, it certainly performed as it should have. I mean, we're looking, I got another project that I'm going to be working on this summer that goes from the parking lot next door. There's a piece of 18-inch pipe that comes out all the way over by the mental health facility here, just north of Gypsum's service lot, and that pipe is, she's gone, she's toasty. We're gonna try to slip line that one as well using cure-to-place polyliner, but that's a Radisson Drainage District project, but we're facing this corrugated steel pipe in poor condition all the time. This is reality. We've got some old infrastructure that has deteriorated from salt use and just being in the ground that we are going to need to be spending some money on to restore.
I think this would be a good place to use the ARPA money on.
Speaking of all that, I got a call from the village through their attorney, asking what we're doing about the pipe that goes underneath the restaurant. And
yeah, I already talked to the mayor about it.
Okay.
The water.
I told him that,
yeah,
you know, we were looking at ARPA money to cut,
yeah,
it down, and we would get back to him. That's the way.
Yeah, I talked to the mayor about it the other day, and I think he's talking about the one at the fireside. So I think we had these conversations before. That's something that we have to do.
Right.
And so I think we, you know, I told them we were pretty much, we hadn't dedicated the money yet, but we were all pretty much in agreement that we were going to get that done.
I need to tighten that estimate up again after looking at what cost. I got to revisit that before I allocate money. I'll try to get it done before the next meeting, but material costs are, I've never seen anything like this. Material costs.
So, between the athletic fields and South Ivy Trail, we're up to about $356,000 ARPA. So, what is the number for ARPA right now? like if we were starting?
Total?
Yes.
1.9, I believe.
1.9.
Is it, you know, around, roughly. It's
okay.
1.9
yep.
and change, I think.
Okay.
But what?
We got to give a little bit to the village, right?
We already did.
Oh, we already did.
That's our, that's yeah. the amount that
we gave more than a little bit. We gave them like $500,000.
Okay.
Yeah, so our portion is 1.9 left.
And we want to stay under the 750.
Yeah, you want to stay under the 750 per year, you know. So, I mean, we could start things or we can...
auditing fees.
Yeah, we could move...
Right.
Like this year, our comptroller actually did the reporting for ARPA. So, you know, there are costs for that. Because we had a contract with Bonadale to do that for us, but she actually handled 98% of it on her own. So I think she just had to consult with them a little bit, and then she took care of it. But next year, once we get into spending this money, she might need a little bit more help, and because we can use that money to pay them to do the consulting with it. But she's getting up to speed pretty quickly.
So we're about 400. Thousand away from that threshold, not counting the fireside,
right?
And we don't have a that was about 50 a while ago, but I understand that you're
not comfortable
with that.
I'm not comfortable with the number that I had previously
so,
done just because of what
yep.
I'm seeing with the materials cost.
Yep.
So based on the math,
that.
50 last time was probably about 100 now.
Very well 50.
So we're around 300 left for this year, approximately. And that's with all the contingencies, that's doubling the fireside, is
yeah.
doing all that.
Yeah.
Leaves us at, just because that's coming up on the list here, and I'm doing math in my head as we go.
And I think what we should do is, I mean, prices now are out of control. So I think that, you know, I just think that we should try and limit how much we do spend this year and see if it comes down next year.
And does the fireside need to be done this year?
That should be done. I'm sick of listening to the village about it. It needs to be done. It's a risk. It's a liability.
Bob was telling me that they're doing their annual audit for the charges and the water and stuff.
Yeah.
And that's why they want to know what's going on.
Okay.
But that's one of those things.
It should be done.
That's been there for 50 years, and who knows when it could go. So, the reason it has to be done is if it does go,
it's going to cost you more.
It's going to, the cost would be.
The fireside kitchen, yeah.
Yeah, it would be a lot more. So,
right.
it's one of those
well.
Things. That's something we should get done.
Right.
But
it's
when
sure.
we look at other projects,
we'll have to scrutinize them.
Yeah, because maybe we want to wait till next year to spend that money, you know, and hope that the costs come down. Because right now, everything's at a premium plus. You
that's
know,
a,
it's crazy.
I've never seen anything like this. I mean, how does grass seed go up 66% a year?
Exactly.
I mean, grass seed.
All right. So let me ask a question in terms of the big picture with drainage or districts supposed, you know, on paper, philosophically, they're supposed to pay for whatever is required within that district. And we know some districts have no money and some districts have a little bit more than no money. And what we're saying here is, well, let's use ARPA money to pay for this $89,000. And that's definitely a gift. Why not do that? But the question I would ask is, do we run any risk? All right, you did it for the South Ivy Trail culvert slip, and then the next drainage district has a problem. Well, you did it for them. Why aren't you
doing
it?
Yeah, my philosophy, though, Bob, was not to do 100% of
uh-huh.
that. Let them pay their fair share of the
okay.
25% of the original cost
okay.
prior to the inflation.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I would feel comfortable, and
right.
then do the rest.
Because that culvert was not necessarily in a total, and correct me if I'm wrong, Al, but that culvert job was not a pure drainage district issue. That was a road issue.
Right. Yeah. 80% of it falls in the high.
Yeah, as long as
we can
defend what we did here and
yeah.
to say the next district, well, it's a little bit different. Here's why.
I think we're kind of getting in the dingweeds on trying to, we're splitting hairs on it. I mean, at this point in time, we're kind of splitting hairs. Cause I think they've got around $12,000-$13,000 in the drainage district. That's what I came up with for a number from what the previous year's balance was. And let's face it, it's an older district that has a lot of metal pipe in it. don't think bankrupting it or setting their account balance at zero is something we should do right now.
Okay, so what should we do?
Well,
so you don't want to use any of the drainage district money?
I say we. I'm in agreement with you on using the ARPA funds. I think that this is if it's allowed, it's a suitable use of the funding.
Can you give me an example of where that $12,000 would be spent? What could go wrong in the drainage district next year that they would need to use that? Just so that I understand.
I mean, we've got a bunch of 12 and 18 inch outfall pipes that go from the street drainage system out to the channel. They're all corrugated metal pipe.
So any of those could give way, and that work would need to be done, and that would be paid through.
Well, that's where we're going to have to come up with a good. Not a good estimate, but our best estimate as far as how much that drainage district should be paying more, knowing that fact.
Well, I mean, we've been
and anticipate that district
has been paying a lot just because we did the 48 inch culvert work last year.
Right.
It was paid for by the drainage district, and then we had this happen. I mean, that district has been paying the highest fees of any district in the town for drainage for the past 5 years or so, just so to get through that 48 inch culvert work that we had to do, and now this project.
But this also comes back to planning this out and being 50 years old. We've got to do a better job of planning what districts need and what we need to charge a district so there's money in the account to take care of, it's
right.
A house.
Well, and that's what Bob just said.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I mean.
Right.
Not in so many words, but that's what Bob just said.
There's multitudes of districts, and that's why, one of the things I've tried to say is we need to consolidate the districts as much as we can and as reasonable as we can so we spread the costs amongst more taxpayers. So it's not a nine house district or what's on the Fireside water extension? How many, 13?
Not many.
Yeah.
But that was a screw up with the town administration. So those people, I bet you many of those people that own those houses weren't even alive when that occurred.
Or they certainly weren't the same owners.
They
right.
certainly weren't the same owners.
Right.
So that should fall back on us, and we've been trying to find a way to address that one specifically, because that was definitely a town mistake.
Yeah.
The other things, when developers are going in and people are buying from developers, I mean, that isn't necessarily a town mistake, but we certainly got to do a better job at moving forward and budgeting for these districts and anticipating some of these things so we spread out the pain over a number of years. But we can't fix things that are in the history.
No, but I mean, I look at it as, the highway, everybody pays for the 115 miles of roads we have. Some of these special districts, the numerous ones that we have, could be consolidated. So there's not two or three or 12. So they could be one unit that everybody pays for everybody's work over time. Within reason. I mean, Radisson's its own entity. It has its own separate drainage issues, but where everybody works together, I mean, West Jenny Extension, that pipe's been added on, five times? And they're all different extensions. They're all different water districts, so they're all served by the same pipes. There's really no reason I see why they're separate districts anymore. And then you pool the newer with the older, and the people with the fresh stuff help to repair the old stuff, because everything's old that's getting to the new people. It's going to fail.
Well, we can take a look at it, that's for sure. But right
yeah,
now,
put
we're talking
together,
about,
Kevin,
we're talking about
I,
South Ivy.
I would say, right.
that's
say Kevin, get a map
topic.
Of water districts, and then, use your highlighter and clump
water,
them together.
Sewer, lighting.
There's
no shortage of special districts.
Right, get a map and get a highlighter, and these ones should be here. It's not a bad idea. All right, but we are talking about South Ivy Trail culverts.
Yeah, with that being said, Al, what you said, yeah, with the other, like Pete's question, if there's other things that could go wrong, then why bankrupt them, right?
Yeah, that's my thought. I mean, it's, quite frankly, this district's been handling $150 to $200 a year for the past 5 to 6 years just to get over the hump of paying for that 48-inch culvert without bonding. Now this happens, they had a little bit of a balance, which wasn't much anyway. Now this happens and we're right back to zero again. I mean,
okay.
Well, my own, you know, I don't want to be, maybe we ought not to worry about the future. I just don't want us to get caught by in a tight spot by saying, well, you did it for them. Why aren't you doing it for us? That's all. That's what I would.
I mean, if something came up while we had the funds, maybe we would, you know, I mean, but this is something that we had to do. And I think, you know, like I said before, I think we should try and spread this money out and get as many households to benefit from it as we can. Yeah, so
that's a good point.
Right. I'm good with it.
So as long as we can pay for it out of funds, which I'm pretty certain we can.
Let's verify that, and then we'll pass the resolution on a second or
right.
Whatever.
I'm pretty sure we can, but let me just, you know, I don't want to. I'm not positive, but yeah, but I'm pretty sure we can do that. So. Okay. We good with that?
I am good with that.
Any more on Lysander Park improvements? We already did that.
No, that was...
We're good? Okay. ARPA fund expenditures, we already talked about that.
We're good with that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, you know, we're talking about infrastructure here, and I know it's not the greatest thing, but maybe we should, you know, looking at the ARPA funds, and we have, what do we have, until budget year 2025?
No, we have to till 26 to spend it, but we have till 24 to allocate it. In other words, you know, encumber it and get contracts.
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, maybe we should try to start coming up with plans of what the remaining money is and the projects.
Yeah, that's why we've been talking about it. I mean, we got, you know, once we get through with... the park and South Ivy, then we'll see what we have left, and then that's what we have to do, come through. If people have projects, I know we are trying to get the sewer the project on Hayes Road that the developer's been talking about for a while, and I was talking with the school district. Actually, I had a conversation with Kim Vile today about the about their sewer project up there, and they're waiting for us. So I think the next time we have a conversation with the developers, maybe we'll bring her in, you know, so that we can, because part of that project that they're talking about on Hayes Road, part of the project is we want that has to be, we've told them that has to be done in time so that Palmer School can benefit from the project. You know, before they have to go somewhere else and spend the extra money, because that's the estimate we got originally, like $1.5 million in a savings for them if they can tap into this project. That's why, you know, personally, I think it's a good project. So
wasn't their deadline September 2 that they had to know by?
No, she didn't say that, but we'll get her in. We'll get her in the next meeting we have with them. So that we can, and what she told me today was they were waiting on us. So, and we're waiting on the developer. But we're close to that, coming up with something. Okay, we good?
Yep.
Okay, call the work session closed at 6:54.
Tony, did you get my text?